It doesn't, from what I'm seeing. I mean, it's simply the old say, can you see all the way over the land of the free and the home of the brave? I know of no version of that. I don't want to speak till I verified.
No, but I'm not sure you really can, because this was a big national conversation.
I'm looking at the lyrics from Francis Scott Key. This is it that I'm seeing. I tell you what I'll do. If before I sign this bill out, I'll make sure that you get with the sponsor. If we'll just take the vote on the amendment, if y'all want to abstain, but I'm not seeing that in the lyrics. I've never heard of that in these lyrics. I'm not gonna.
It could either be this or what's the other song that we sing?
Dixie.
No, I dig it. But it's there. I appreciate you doing that, and I'll do the review. You know, because I know that that's an issue. I tell you what. I tell you who talked about that. I'm trying to find out that Senator, pro tem are not here. But the senator that Bishop, Senator Bishop, took his place to be senator, the one before him.
Yeah.
Whoever that, I can't remember his name, but the one before him. I tell you, the song that I'm talking about, he tried to flaunt it sort of. Well, and let me tell you how bad it sounds, what I'm talking about, because it may not be that.
And it may be.
Isn't that your caucus, discipline him. You understand what I'm getting at now? They came to us. Look, they gonna take care. They discipline him, man. And whatever y'all did, he didn't run the next town. I don't know what y'all told him, but because he was trying to say in essence that God had ordained slavery.
I think there may be something about free men standing, as in reference to against.
I can read it to you.
Read it.
It says, and where is this band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion, a home and a country should leave us no more? Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps' pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. And the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. But I had a question of the sponsor. Senator Allen, why is this necessary?
Okay, let me give you the genesis.
Mr. Chairman, point of genesis. Order here. Can I have a point of order?
Sure.
Where are we? You had proposed an amendment to the bill.
Well, the amendment was
but it was during the discussion.
Yeah. Wait just a minute now.
So let's do this. Let's answer his reasoning for the bill real quick. I understand the reason we've talked about it. I don't know where we're going to go with this today. I'll listen to the members and do what we want to do. I have no problem playing the non-lyrical anthem. I'm going to show respect to my minority people here, and maybe did that sound bad?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Chairman, yes. Let me just explain, you know, the genesis why I'm bringing this.
That's what I want.
This past fall, I went to a lot of volleyball tournaments. And Senator Smithman, you understand what I'm saying. You and I have been to a lot of sporting events. Anyway, I went to a lot of my granddaughter's volleyball games. Not one time did I hear the national anthem play. Okay? And anyway, it's the national anthem. It's one that I think can rally all Americans together. And I, as long as I've been alive, I celebrated my 71st birthday Monday. And I have never heard the national anthem sung all the way through, just the first. It's a national anthem. It should bring everyone together.
Senator Smithman.
The problem, Senator, is that, let me say this first so everybody know to understand this. Senator and I was the one that dealt with the referees, with the coaches and protection and everything. We've had several bills that we sponsored together and got passed and in the law now. So I had to say that first. But the problem is that it's mandatory. I didn't want to hear them playing this song last night before I had my ball game at Ramsey High School. Nobody in Ramsey High School probably wanted to hear. We played against Parker High School. Okay, now you said, why are you saying all that? Parker High School and its whole area is Dynamite Hill. All the folks are bombed. See what I'm getting at? The 16th Avenue Baptist Church, the Holes, the Dogs. Now we're going to tell this team, you got to play this him. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's taking a pie and twisting it in their face. If we have a law that makes them have to play this. If somebody want to play it, that's their business. You know what I'm saying? If that school can deal with it or that system can deal with it. But to put it in statute to make it a law that they got to play this and just and no one is offensive to them, that's the utmost disrespect.
Senator Smitherman and Senator Figures, I'd like to pass this out. I'd like to not sign it out of my committee till y'all can sit down with the sponsor, and either you come up with a solution, or if you don't,
pass it anyway like you normally do. So just go and do whatever you're going to do. But just, I do want you to not call us your minority people ever
again. I didn't
again.
Say it like that.
We are the minority
members.
I said work with the minority. You said my minority people. And somebody texted me and said, did he just say that?
Well, I apologize if that was offensive, but I think Senator Smitherman knows me well enough to know that that's not even close to anything I would have said to offend anybody.
Mr. Chairman.
I'd like to... Yes, sir.
Let me just add one comment. There's so many children that's in our school system does not participate in after-school activities. You know, they're in school, they go home, never hear the national anthem.
I understand that, and I understand the 10-year bill was to kind of unite toward a common goal, and it's off to a bad start, it looks like, but I'm hoping you can work something out with the minority caucus and any member that may have a problem with that. Are you willing to work with them?
Be glad to sit down and listen to what they got to say.
Okay.
I heard that. I'm a lawyer. I hear words.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. That ain't.
Well, you know what I mean by that. Y'all come up with a compromise that makes it work. Motion to adopt the amendment.
Motion to adopt.
Second. By Senator Shelnut.
I want to have a comment.
Yes.
But Mr. Chairman.
I want to have a man.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, hang on. Senator Smith.
Okay. I want to say this. You know, I hope that this disregard for how these things affect citizens in this state don't put us in a situation that this comes more important than all these other serious things that we got to deal with in this body. I want to say that because the swiftness that it was made was like, I don't give a crap about what they think. You know, okay, let's get this bill out of here and go do what they're doing. I ain't talking about from you, but in that motion, it's like, I don't give a crap what they think. Let's get this bill, let's go, let's move. You know, and I'm telling you, you know, that's the worst thing can happen when you show disrespect for a group of people that's been oppressed, and because it's all right, it's feeling because, well, let me just say this. When you're privileged, you don't feel these things. We ain't privileged. We don't want to feel the brunt of all this stuff that we're talking about every day in our life. then they're talking about it don't matter about it. That's what it says there. That don't mean nothing when it don't mean nothing to you. But when you live it, it means a lot to people. So I hope that that don't become the prevailing attitude. It ain't never been in this party. I just told you, your own caucus discipline your own members. You remember the one before Bishop? Didn't they do it? They didn't let him run. That's how bad this is, what I'm talking about, that your whole caucus realized it. We didn't have to say one word. I was telling them, bless they black caucus then. I didn't have to do one thing. I didn't have to make a respond to the news. I said, go talk to them. Your caucus said, we going to handle it. So I don't want this lightweight attitude about this here. Like this some light stuff that they up here complaining or whatever about. This goes to the soul of who we are as people. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Let's do this. Let's call the roll on the amendment. And then, Senator Allen, let's carry this bill over to the next meeting.
Can you say what the amendment was again? Is again?
It just says it's the traditional instead of.
The version.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So what you're really clarifying, Senator, is that they don't sing the black national anthem.
No, ma'am. It's artistic version of the national anthem.
Or you just wanted to make sure they say, can you see? No, I understand, what he's saying.
Amendment's in the packet.
Would you say the national anthem? See, we have the black national anthem, which are different words. This is the Star Spangled Banner.
Right, so call the roll, please.
So the amendment is about this. Mr. Chairman, I really wish you would let me finish.
Well,
this,
you're making something respectful
now. No, I am clarifying what you're doing. It's only one version of the Star Spangled Banner National Anthem.
That's correct.
But for you to put an amendment to say which one you're talking about, that's it.
The amendment says that it follows the traditional playing, and they don't take leadway to jazz it up the way that we hear it at the Olympics or elsewhere is what it says. Okay? It's not anything to undermine the black national anthem. They can play that as well after they play this one. It was the intent of the bill. And, please call the roll.
Senator Butler?
The amendment for play the traditional. And then we're going to carry the bill over.
Senator Elliott?
Aye.
Senator Figures?
No.
Senator McClendon?
Aye.
Senator Price?
Aye.
Senator Shelnut?
Aye.
Senator Smitherman?
No.
Senator Chastain?
Aye.
Senator Melson?
Aye.
Senator Reed?
The amendment is adopted. We're going to carry the bill over.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I hope there'll be some dialogue. Please call the next bill.